Hey everybody, welcome to the next module. In the previous module, we talked about the brainstorming the user testing tasks slash question, should be an S there. Questions. They're mostly tasks, as we talked about. It's not really it's not a survey type thing. What we're going to do now in this module is actually personalize and customize these questions on an actual website. So this is the website we're going to be using. It's called Lasin skincare.com. LASEN Lasin skincare.com. So this is the product. You basically mix a gel and a serum into a bowl, and then you brush it and you let it mix for 20 seconds. Then you kind of paint on this gel mask onto your face and you leave it there for 20 minutes. And then you rinse it off, and it instantly kind of brightens your skin. You can see this is the before and this is the after. It instantly brightens the skin, tones it. You can see here, I guess this is after four treatments. This is after one treatment. You can even see, the eye bags improvement. Anyway, and once again, thank you very much to the owner of this website for letting us use it as kind of like our little case study here. So let's start brainstorming some questions. I want to say one thing real quick. In here, I just have the default questions that we use this format and then add a little bit of personalization for every store. If you just use these like straight out of the box and don't add any personalizations on it, you're probably already 70 to 80% of the way there. So don't worry about it too much. If you find yourself like, oh, I'm basically just using these out of the box questions, it's not the end of the world. But you can optimize it and make it better. We talked a lot about this stuff here in the previous module. Where do you think the breakdown is? What comments are people leaving? What do you suspect is unclear or confusing on the website, etc.? I have here what's called a discovery call that I did with Lasin Skincare. It's a series of questions. We'll get into it now. I'll put a copy of these questions, and I recommend doing this for yourself. It can help with a ton of things, honestly. User helping to brainstorm, user testing questions just being one of them, but it really gets you to have a perspective on your website. And let's get into it. So we have here, what are her numbers, general info, competitors, not the most exciting stuff. Then it gets a little more exciting with the avatar. It's 90% women. They're probably in the age range of 35 to 40 plus. I say probably because this site is fairly new. It's a fairly new type of novel product. There isn't a large customer base for it yet. People who are willing to spend a premium for the best quality, what problems, insecurities, frustrations do they have? Who do they want to become? What's the problem solved, or why do they buy basically? A lot of this stuff is kind of obvious. I mean, I could put so much, more in here. What emotions they feel from using the product. I mean, we all know why we want to look younger and have bright skin. So I didn't put too much into this, feel confident, sexier, higher self-esteem, etc. Maybe you want more confidence with the opposite sex. Maybe you want to impress people in your high school reunion. But it all comes down to these kind of obvious things. Here are the main ones that we're going to use to draw inspiration. I'm going to chug a little water real quick, but it's the UVPs, aka the unique value propositions. So couple things here, right? From what she's told me, this product has molecular ingredients, which means they deeply penetrate to the skin and help regrow collagen. Apparently, the other types of skincare products, they can't actually get in to these deeper layers to stimulate the growth of more collagen. It solves many problems at once, saggy skin, which is, that's a different thing than wrinkles, right? It brightens it. And then here's the obvious objections, right? It's new and innovative. They don't understand it. They need a lot of education to understand it because, usually you just squirt something out of the bottle and put it on your face or take something out. This is like you have to mix it first. And then you rinse it off too. Like a normal skincare product, you take it out, you rub it in, and you're done. This is like you mix it for 20 seconds, you paint it on, you wait 20 minutes, then you rinse it off. There's always a concern about safety. Obviously, they maybe doubt the benefits. Anyway, enough about this. Let's actually kind of modify these questions and get into it. So we typically do questions for homepage and product page. In some cases, if for your niche or for your product market, for whatever reason, you find it better, you're sending people to the collections page, then you could start people off on your collections page. But in most cases, say you're running, five tests, I maybe do, and so you have like one hero product, one main seller, I would do two to the homepage, three to the product page. Okay, cool. So we'll brainstorm these for the homepage. Close and ignore any pop-up or pop-ups, I should say, asking for your email address or pop-ups of any kind. Please close them. Then browse this page for a moment. What is this website about as far as you can tell? Please just browse the page. Don't click any links. I almost never modify this question, so we're not going to modify it. Do you notice anything unique about this company and their products? Why does it think that it's products? No. Do you notice anything unique about this company and their products? Why buy from this company versus a competitor? Please just browse the page. Don't click any links. Okay, cool. So the specific things when we get this, when we actually run this user testing back are, all the things from here, right? This is what I'm secretly asking them. Like, do you understand that there are molecular ingredients in here and that the competition doesn't use molecular ingredients? Do you understand that you have to mix it? Do they are they understanding that it works for, multiple skin conditions, et cetera? What general vibe, tone, and feelings do you get from this website? In other words, how do the design, images, text, and colors make you feel? Okay. Keep that one exactly the same. Now, please browse the site and find a product you think you could benefit from using. It could be anything. Once you find it, click on it and go to that page. So this website actually only has one product. There's like refills and different sizes, but it's just basically one core product. So I'm going to say now, please click the learn more link in the main banner at the top of the page. I don't know if I can make that any. I want to make this as specific as possible. Again, we're doing this for the home page now, so I'm going to open up a separate page. Okay. I don't think anybody could possibly misinterpret that, could they? Now, please click the learn more button. The main banner at the top of the page. It's under the headline that says, like, at-home facelift system. An at-home facelift system. Okay, cool. Then, of course, we're going to naturally delete this question. Is there anything about the product? Okay, cool. So now I'm going to change this. You should now be on a page for a product. Is there anything on this page that is confusing, doubtful, or unclear? Okay. You know what? In this case, we can probably run all five user testing people to the homepage because they're quickly going to the product page. So in this case, because there's not like if this was like an e-commerce website with 200 products, even let's say, 15, 20, 50 products or more, I would keep, and there was like a few hero products, I would do three user testing sessions to the main hero product, the main driver of revenue, and then two to the homepage where I just let them go on their own journey and browse, and, select any product, and just kind of like, choose their own destiny, or so to speak. But because there's only one product here, we can just do one thing from homepage to product page, and they can give their opinion on both of them in just one testing session. So that's nice. Would you trust using this product? Do you think you would get a good benefit from using it? Okay, great. I'm going to add another question here. Let me see. Would you trust using this product? Think you'd benefit from using it? Let me see. What's like, to me, well, this molecular ingredients thing is very interesting to me personally. And I kind of want to. Yeah. And then there's like this whole, instant results, 20 minutes, you'll see a difference. I want to see if they're getting that, if they're understanding, some of this stuff. So let me, I'm not going to, specifically say like, do you understand that you get instant results, or do you understand that this solves many problems at once? But I, if I want to know, okay, check this out. We got to be a little bit incognito. I'm not going to say, are you aware that this solves many problems at once? But because yeah, sometimes when you buy skincare products, there's like something that's just for the eye bags, or there's something that's just for acne, and there's something that's just, for exfoliating the skin. So I want to say, based on the information you can find on this page, which specific skin problems do you think this could help with? Right, so now, and basically, asking them what I just said, right? Are they understanding the UVP that this helps with many things? So based on the information you can find on this page, which specific skin problems do you think this could help with? So if they say, oh, well, it's like a facelift, right? It also depends on like, is the user tester actually like putting in good effort? And if they're just really like speeding through it so they can get paid, then I'd probably just refund them, but and like get a replacement for them. But if they actually put in a good job and they still aren't aware that it brightens, balances skin tone, and helps with wrinkles. Well, I guess a facelift would help with wrinkles, but this one, it also does eye bags. She told me I got to put that on there. But like the more that they mention, the better, because it means that they're understanding these UVPs even better. Okay. I thought of another one too. I'm going to go with one here. Please. Call any skincare products you've seen or used in the past. How does this product compare to other skincare products? Let me think of this for a second. Please recall any skincare products you've seen or used in the past. That you've seen, comma, used in the past, comma, or otherwise. Might be familiar with. So please recall any skincare products you've seen, used in the past, or otherwise might be familiar with. How does this product compare to those? Is there anything unique slash different about this one versus the other products? Cool. Again, I want to see if they understand, the molecular thing, right? I don't know. Again, I'm a guy, I'm not like a skincare aficionado, but this one really impressed me. Again, I'm trusting the client that it's, real science and all this and stuff. She seems like a highly intelligent person who really knows what she's doing, and the product seems fantastic. So I'm assuming it's not some BS, and it actually is like a real thing. So I want to see if people are understanding that, because apparently she's saying other products just sit at the top of your skin and don't penetrate deeply to do anything. So I want to see if, based on the existing page, how it exists now, if people are understanding that. And just, I guess, some of this other stuff that it has, more active ingredients. It has 10 peptides in it, while others will have at most four. I don't even know exactly what a peptide is, but I know there's like, copper peptide is one of the most expensive, nice ones that's kind of sought after. If you see like, the $200 plus skincare treatments, you can, unless it's a total scam, you can bet there's a good amount of like copper peptide in there. But while hers has 10 peptides, most competitors will have at most four, and they'll have a lower concentration. So I really want to see if people are understanding this. Then she has the vegan, cruelty-free. What about objections? So the main objection, I guess, there's always a concern about safety for any skincare product, right? Anything you're going to rub into your face or consume in some way. There's always going to be objection about price. This is an interesting one. She's already aware of this. People want to see it on older people. They don't want to see photos of young people who don't even have wrinkles. Which she did have a few older people on the site already, but maybe like the main model that could be switched out for an older person, maybe. Based on this, it certainly seems like a good hypothesis. So we're already taking care of this objection. They don't understand it. We're basically asking them, like, do you understand how innovative, unique, and uncommon this is? Like, but ba like basically, how well did we do on educating you about the product? I think that this. Okay. I'm going to add maybe a question onto here. You should now, okay. Is there anything on this page that is confusing, doubtful, or unclear? Do you think you understand how this product works? Great. I'm just wondering if this question is too long. Is there anything on this page that is confusing, doubtful, or unclear? And do you think you understand how this product works? Like 50-50, if I should break that up into two questions. I'm going to break it up into two questions. Please browse page for a moment and read some of the information about it. Let me just kind of revise where we're at. Now, please click the Learn More button in the main banner at the top of the page. It's under the headline that says an at-home facelift system. You should now be on a page for that product. Please browse this page for a moment and read some of the information. I might change. Please browse this page for a moment and read some of the information. I don't know. And read. Browse this page. Whatever. I might change that. I might make this a little bit more fluid, but it's understandable. Do you think you understand how this product works? You understand how this product works? Understand. I would say gist. Do you understand the gist of how this product works? But some people may not, that word. I'll say the basics. You understand the basics of how this product works. Cool. So again, because again, that was a common objection. I want to see, this is something new, innovative, unique, uncommon. So remember back to this thing, like it's all from here. Like, where do you think the breakdown is? You know, this is basically like, you know, the breakdown could be what objections aren't being addressed, what clarity issues aren't being addressed. What a family friend's told you is confusing, et cetera. You should kind of know. And then the discovery call can kind of help you as well. I'll put in, like I said, I'll put in a blank template for the discovery call, but let's go back here. So we have, please click the Learn More button to get to the page. Please browse it and read some information. Do you understand the basics of how this product works? Is there anything on the page that's confusing, doubtful, or unclear? Would you trust using this product? Do you think you get a good benefit from using it? Based on your information, you can find this page. Which specific skin problems do you think this could help with? Please recall any skincare products you've seen, used in the past, or otherwise might be familiar with. How does this product compare to those? Or is anything unique slash different about this one versus the other products? Versus the other skincare products. Okay, cool. I think we're almost done here. Let me just see here. I think that we're taking care of this. We're basically, we asked them in so many ways if they understand how this new innovative product is. Like, have we done a good job of communicating what it is? We've said, is anything doubtful or unclear? So, you know, if they think it's a scam, we literally said, is there anything on this page that's doubtful? I kind of want to see if they're noticing the 60-day money-back guarantee, but I don't know, like a clever way. They'll probably narrate that out loud. They'll probably say, well, it's doubtful that it works, but I see they're offering a 60-day money-back guarantee. Either way, when I'm done with this site, I'm going to make, so they have it mentioned here and they have it mentioned here. I'm going to bold these, highlight them, underline, put it in bright red text. I'm going to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, we're not playing around. This is a real product. This is a real solution. And, you know, we stand behind it. And if it doesn't work for you, if you're unhappy, we'll give you a money back guarantee. I'm wondering if also, so here's another thing, right? Apparently with this product, you get instant results, right? Like this is after just one treatment, and this is after only four. The results are like instant, but they're also like long lasting as well. So I'm wondering if Yeah, where are carne asada? Is there anything unique slash different? I want them to know, like, okay, this is like instant. I can't, you can't really say as a question, like, I mean, I get you can't really say, like, do you think you'd get instant results from using this product, right? Like, you're leading them too much. But I, you know, we could in theory say something like, based on the information on this page, how long do you think it would take to see good results from using this product, right? And then they're probably just gonna, you know, notice the images and say, well, you know, anywhere from 1 to 4 treatments, I guess. I want to see how well they, how in depth they go on this question, because this question, I'm hoping that they say, well, you know, the results look like, you know, they're instant. There's a, you know, money back guarantee. It treats, you know, multiple things at once. It has more peptides. I think we're pretty good here. I may. I'll go. I'll bite on this one. I'll make one more question. I'll kind of just copy this one. How long do you think it would take to see good benefits from using this product? I'm putting it here at the end, because I want to see this is kind of a key important thing. First, I'm just asking them, and they can't see the questions in advance. They see just one question at a time. They can't see what questions are going to be in the future. So in this case, I like it because first, we're just asking, like, you know, think of the other skincare products you've used in the past. You know, imagine in your head your old, you know, Neutrogena or whatever skincare routine or whatever product you've used. Is there anything unique slash different about this one? And we're hoping that in this question, they're going to say the fact that it gets instant results after one treatment. You know, we can see pretty impressively that even after one treatment, this woman's skin, you know, you can see her kind of tired eyes look better. Her skin just looks brighter and rejuvenated after just one treatment. And that was a main value proposition. So I'm asking this afterwards. Again, that's a key thing because we're seeing if they notice it here first, and then if they didn't notice it or mention it here, which we're hoping that they did, we're hoping we already communicated it well enough that the user tester mentions it here. Now we can say, okay, well, you know, now we're a bit more specifically asking. And if no one's ever mentioning it here and they're really hunting and struggling to find it in this question, I'll know that I have to make it more obvious and repeat it and emphasize it, make it into a bold headline, repeat it in the copy over and over again, et cetera, if they're not finding it here. But it kind of, I don't know, I'm asking again to see if they can find it. Please add this product to the cart and proceed to checkout. Proceed all the way to the last page of checkout where it asks for credit card info and stop there. Finally, please recall, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. So these questions are done. Took us a little bit, but we made it all the way through here. I'm going to review this one more time before I send it off to actual live user testers. And you can probably guess what's going to be in a future module in this course, which is the actual analysis of this user testing. We're actually going to give this to a real human being who's going to test the website, and we're going to analyze the recording of that user test. So that is now the end of this module, and I hope to see you in the next one. Cheers.